lights are on. You're rolling. I heard it's just too much in the business, so that's why I don't want
no
it.
No comedy. Wait for the cattle.
No comedy. Dude, wait till you get the cattle prod.
Cattle we haven't started yet. Fucking hilarious.
And I want people to know that.
Are they like this long? A cattle prod?
Yeah. You can buy them on Amazon.
That's so funny, dude.
That's how cool of a world we live in.
Bezos is insane. So you wanna buy, seriously, buy a cattle prod, man.
This is the first episode where people will know about this. But for those of you at home, I've read the notes, and I agree. I talk too much about comedy on this podcast. It's because I'm lazy. No, it's because it's like the thing we do, and so of course we want to talk about it, but it sucks, and I think comedy is...
Are we recording?
Yeah.
We're in?
Yeah, we're
so
in.
Your story's toast.
I'll tell you the story.
All right. Well, tell me after or whatever. Fuck. I was like, I thought it was going to be a whole thing. But then I saw you like pleading to a camera and I go, we're on? We're fucking on?
You know what? I can tell it. I had a former agent. It's just too much of the business. And I wanted to explain to people from now on, whenever I talk about stand-up comedy or we talk about the, or my guest brings it up, Homeless Pimp is going to have a cattle prod that I bought on Amazon and he's going to zap me in the leg.
What's the voltage on that, by the way?
I have
a cattle, right?
I'm so getting, obviously. Yeah. Well, I'm a fat bitch.
That's
I'm
the
a
settings.
Cow.
It's a calf, fat bitch.
Yeah.
Actual cattle.
Titted man. But they
wrestling fan.
Yeah.
Denny's a patron.
Big head, skinny fat body. You go, that's very specific.
Guy who hates his wife. Man but who eats cheese.
We will do a clip. We might edit the clip in here. We'll probably put it on another episode. When I get it on Monday, we're going to film. We're going to set up a little earlier. We're going to film what it feels like.
Can I, before you get to the story, okay, so is the cattle prod, is it just a prod? Like an actual, yeah, it's just two prongs,
show you what it is, button. Baby.
And you're going to do it? You're going to buzz people?
Not people, me.
Just my you?
Guess, yeah.
Yeah, I don't get
it. Yeah. My
guest, you gotta buzz a guest. You also have to buzz a guest.
No, you don't.
Dan, put a note on the door that's like, if you mention, that's complete insanity. How much is this thing? $54?
Yeah, dude.
To fucking zap people?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's obviously for a cow, but you know
it's for a pig, for a lamb, or for a cow.
So definitely a settings.
I'm going to go lamb because I'm a little lamb. I'm a sweet little lamb. I'm a lamb of God. Sometimes criticism online is helpful.
I only read criticism.
It's too much about the business. This would be his app.
You have to do it because you can't trust him.
Yeah, no, he's got. No, I'm not gonna zap myself. This isn't suicidal. He's gonna have to get me. He's gonna have to bug. By the way, I go. How do secrets? Hari Kari. God. Also, I'm afraid if I touch this, it'll be like.
It's also crazy that we've gotten to cattle technology where, because you know, before they're probably just one cat, one prod.
Sure.
That would like murder a cow, fucking put a lamb in a coma and do what they wanted it to do with a cow. And
yeah,
then they go, we gotta figure this out.
Yeah.
I'm killing everything around here.
We need settings. And now there's gonna be a setting for soft comedians who talk too much about the business.
That's on the, so it's got a pig, a lamb, a cow picture, and then a guy holding
podcast
a microphone.
With a microphone and a podcast. I'm talking about comedy too much. But I agree with it. I think it's overdone. I think
we were talking.
I'm
about
a comic. It's
overdone. Look, man. I was telling you. I love comedy, but I also hate comedy. I hate it because who cares? At the end of the day, we write a thing. We do a thing.
Guys build bridges. I don't know how you build a bridge.
I just
legitimately, I don't know the physics behind how do you make one thing.
Yeah.
Stay. And there's guys that are like, you're gay.
The only people that would want to hear bridge building talk. Are bridge builders.
I disagree. I think there is a small amount of people that would want to hear about engineering things, but I also think that's the same amount of people that would want to hear about the inside of comedy. So you just have to keep
eight
that.
Eight guys.
Yeah, eight dudes. And you just want it, you just have to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
I think we're in the stage of like of society where there's like content diarrhea, where everyone's just loosely shitting everywhere and no one is eating right and packing a good fat turd. A good special is a fat turd.
Okay.
A good album from a band is a fat turd.
You know what's funny? That when you describe it that way, they are all useless. You're right. Yeah. I hear what you're saying, and yeah. It is just like, yeah, man, when you make a thing, it's just shit.
South Park nailed it. It's all shit. It's all shit.
It is. It really
and sometimes
is.
It's good shit.
Yeah.
It's a thick link. It's just got knuckles on it. it's just a good turd. And you're like, that's a good turd, but it's a turd.
You know? It's got to go away.
And we're just like... that's been my podcast the last couple months. Oh, hey, have you ever...
Okay,
but so... But guess what? If I want a turd, I'm still going to turd. But if I lose turd, I get the old zaps from HP.
And you do have to zap the guest, though, seriously.
No, I will not do that.
Okay. If I ever come back, zap me. I'll say that. Zap me.
I agree. Consensual zapping.
Yeah.
Has to be a consensual zapping.
When people come in and ask them, are you okay being zapped?
We'll have to show them. Go.
What it does to a fucking... what's that?
I go, watch this. But then I'm going to become so callous to it. What if I start getting powers?
Do you know what would be sadder, honestly, would make people less likely? Because comedians are, a lot of us are egotistical monsters who would want to be zapped for the clip. So here's what you do. You get an actual lamb. And if you talk about comedy, you zap, that's what gets zapped. Do you want to see a small animal get fucking zapped? There's four farmhands that want to see that. The rest of us don't.
I'm going
to
jump the route. I'm not buying and taking care of a lamb. If you say zap my dog, I'll fight everyone in this room.
Zap your dog.
I'll John Wick you.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not zapping Myrtle.
Exactly. So do you know how much comedy you're not going to talk about? And every comedian, because you told somebody, you know how many comedians would get zapped just for the fucking clip, dude?
This isn't Jackass.
It will be. You bought a cattle prod. A prod. An actual cattle prod.
Hey, what's up? I'm Dan Soder, and this is Comedy Podcasting. Bow, down, down, down.
Dude, I'm going to zap my two front teeth.
No, dude. I'm zapping. You're not getting me off Project Zap.
Okay, before you get into your story, which I still want to hear, I swear to God. Speaking of things that are good.
Sure.
I just, on Sunday, saw the Rolling Stones live.
Can I tell you, you went to it too? Big J and Bobby went, and they took the whole bond. They took a bunch of friends. I turned down going because I was afraid they're too old. And I'm going to tell you right now, I saw Insta stories. I regret it. Okay. I made a mistake. I love the Rolling Stones.
Amazing.
I should have gone.
James asked me a while ago to go, and I go, look, man, people have been saying James is a good Dr. Mattern. People have been saying it's the end for 20 years, right?
Sure.
And I go, I should see them. And I didn't think it was going to be bad, but I did think they're 80. Two of them are literally 80. Ronnie Wood is 76 years old. And I go,
And Charlie's dead.
Dude, I'm still mad about how good it was. I'm like, you know that scene in Once Upon a Time?
Yeah.
Johnny Depp eats the food?
I don't know what scene. You just said the movie. And I said, yeah.
Prod. That's a prod. If you don't know...
Viral clip. Oh, no. We're so bad.
Zoom in, zoom out. Tour dates.
Soder stand-up fell off when he stopped talking about comedy and started getting zapped all the time.
Dude, a comedian would become very huge if they went on stage with a cattle prod and started zapping.
Don't give him ideas.
Anyway. No, I meant we zap the audience. But... I'm
kind of down with that.
That scene in Once Upon a Time in Mexico. I think that's what the fuck.
So funny. I thought you were gonna say Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No, is that what the movie called? Yes. Okay. So, anyways, it's like a sequel to
Desperado.
Desperado. Thank you. Anyways, there's a scene where Johnny Depp eats a meal and he goes, well, who made this? And they go, the chef in the back. He goes, this is so good, I have to kill the chef. And he gets up and walks in the kitchen and kills the chef. That's what I want to do to these men.
You want them to die? It was so good?
Dude, but I don't want them to die, but I'm serious. I was looking around. I kept grabbing James and my friend Pat Bertrand. And I was like, what we're seeing here is pure wizardry, man. And I'm still, buddy, I'm fucking
angry. What'd you do, a bump in the elevator? You're fucking riled up.
I'm losing my mind. But he's like, in the elevator,
he goes, I'm going to talk about Stones. Ooh, you better not have a cattle prod up there. I'm going to get fucking.
I haven't slept in 3 days, and I swear to God, man, I'm so happy I saw this fucking. I will, when he goes, it's just a wind up. I thought it was funny. When he's talking about the pizza.
What?
Oh, you went Thursday?
Mick was talking about like, yeah. It was going to rain. He goes, I thought we were going to have Stormy Daniels. He's, cheeky, beaky, weaky, beaky.
You want him to write? Want to
shut up. Wow. That's so funny, isn't it? Wow. By the way.
Good.
Wait,
God.
Hold up. Off camera, hey. Homeless pimp. And I'm going to explain this to the audience. You brought a very good point. Musicians sometimes do too much talking in between songs.
Sunday was not that case. I'm serious. Sunday, he made one quick joke about pizza.
Did you go Saturday?
Went Thursday.
It can take me out of a show.
Sure, but here's the other thing. I'm not. These aren't musicians. These are 80-year-old men.
Hold on.
How fucking old do you got to get to have an opinion, dude? This guy's doing it. You just want him to jumping Jack Flash. Don't have it to be. He's a real human man. Now I'm fucking mad at you.
No, because the show is 3 hours.
It was, yes.
You don't need crowd work.
Well, they did 2 hours.
You don't need crowd work.
Fucking crowd work. That's one sentence.
No, you don't need crowd work.
I'm an automaton. I'm going to come out and sing. Here I am.
No, this is what I need, Nathan.
Here's Give Me Shelter.
I need him to come out and go like this.
I have no thoughts.
I need him to come out and go, yeah, y'all right? We're all right. Yeah. That's it. That's all I need out of Mick.
That's the whole show.
I don't even come out and go,
around.
You know, it's pretty crazy with AI. Yeah, Boston Dynamics are making soldiers. Yeah.
I would have loved that part of the show.
I want him to come up. You know what? I'll meet you in the middle. If you're old and you want to do crowd work, you better bring unhinged shit.
You better be
like, why the water's making us gay? Mm-hmm. And you go, you fucked Bowie because you were interested.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, Bowie's ex-wife caught David Bowie and Mick Jagger in bed together.
Wow.
Because they got so much pussy, they had to try dick.
Yeah. And they're both pretty tiny. Cool. They're pretty tiny little effeminate men.
Yeah. They were like, both of them were like, I could pretend you're a woman. He goes, I could pretend you're
Yeah, they
a
are.
Woman.
And especially years and years ago.
You don't want a guy like me.
Guy stars on his fucking
shirt
face.
Off and I go, Mick, are you coming back to bed? He goes, oh, what did I do? I can't believe I fucked that boy with that cattle prod.
Anyway. Zaps Bowie. Bowie's Mick, talking about comedy while he's being pounded by Mick Jagger.
I go, do you feel like performing is a lot like stand-up? He goes, where's the cattle prod?
Just zap him right in the spine. The show was fucking amazing, legitimately. It was so good.
Very jealous I didn't go.
They're in Philly in a couple weeks. If you can go, I would tell anybody that can go to go. I mean, it was nuts.
I had the opportunity in my lap. Big J asked if I wanted to go, and I said no.
Just for fun, or you had something to do?
Nothing to do. Did nothing. Sat at home.
Oh, man.
And did nothing. But honestly,
that's great, too.
Really enjoyed that.
Sometimes that's worth $300 as well. You pay yourself $300 to sit in your
own house. Getting to MetLife.
Yeah.
The show, I'm sure, is great. Getting out of MetLife.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to make excuses.
I saw Mick Jagger once. So years ago, I took my lady to see Woody Allen at the Carlisle when he's playing the clarinet. This is before. I always thought he was a creep because of his fucking wife is his
daughter.
His ex-partner's Woody daughter.
Allen, Woody Allen fans will be like, well, now hold on. But
he met her when she was 10.
He had her adopted.
He met her when she was 10, grow up. You can't meet a kid at 10 and then marry them later on. You can't do it.
It's called grooming.
It's called wrong, and I don't care how big your sweater is or how many movies you made. But anyways, he went to see him at the Carlisle. Mick Jagger was at the show. So I saw Mick Jagger, and the Carlisle is a small little room. I saw Mick Jagger walking around. If you kicked Mick Jagger in the chest, he explode. There's no way he lives.
I think he would change like the T-1000, and he would switch, and he'd be holding your foot, and he'd be like, you didn't need to do that.
You know, and he just starts swinging around.
Like, I'm made of liquid metal, baby.
he's just so, his clothes were weighing him down.
He's an old man.
But this was 10 years ago or something like that. But he's also like 68 pounds. There's no fucking way he's more than 120.
Woody Allen talking between clarinet songs. He's like, he goes, a lot of people don't know that the best pussy is the pussy you grow yourself. I don't know how you played the clarinet.
It's not like that. You had it right the first time.
Oh, that's my wife, Soon Yi. Homegrown. Farm to table pussy.
Homegrown. He met her when she was 10. You know what's funny?
You know, a lot of men like a strong grip, Soon Yi. He's like her sensei, her sifu. She's like practicing hand jobs. Can you take the banana from my hand?
You know what's funny?
Oh, that's nice.
You weren't there, but you nailed the entire show. That's exactly what he did. He had Soon Yi come out and beat him off.
He goes,
Jagger got up and told the story about what you would have liked the Woody Allen show. He didn't say a word. Not a word. He sang a song at the end, but that was kind of it. But he didn't say
anything. What's Woody Allen singing like?
It wasn't horrible.
It's all black and soulful. He's like, when I touch that young pussy.
He just does the anthem as long as he possibly can.
He's like, oh, yeah.
It's a lot of that.
You're blowing out Whitney Houston, dude.
Mick was in the back doing this.
Yeah, Mick's like, oh, don't kick me. Oh, I don't have a chest bone.
Explode. I'm gelatinous. I swear to God, if he fell down.
Dude, I'm a Keith guy. You're either a Keith or a Mick guy. I just want to see Keith just being fucking insane, standing by an amp, smoking cigarettes in between songs, being like, I wrote Satisfaction in Me Sleep. He did, by the way. He woke up and wrote down Satisfaction.
Like, that was actually true what I just said.
It's in this book. I have the book right fucking here. It's called Life by Keith Richards.
Buddy, you really should have went. And
I know.
But here's the thing. They're in Philly in like 2 weeks. If you can go,
I'm
go.
I'm on Burt's tour. I can't go.
Well, then
I don't know when this is coming out, but it's fucking already passed.
Yeah, well, that's fucking, that's, you know, I'm happy I went. Whatever.
Charlie Watts was the backbone of that fucking band. And he died.
James was freaking out about that because he was like, I don't know how it's going to be without... It was great. It was great.
Sure
did you like the show? Other than a couple of men being 80 and not being allowed to have a fucking opinion. They've seen so many assassinations.
Actually, he's kind of
right.
Fucking
Christ, they can't have a fucking opinion.
What was the... Did they have an opinion?
He's saying they didn't even have an opinion. Oh, I thought we were going to get a Stormy Daniels. Who gives a fuck? What the fuck does that even mean about anything? Did he say anything else?
I'd actually appreciate it if he was pro-Trump. He's like, so what? You can't pay for pussy anymore? Last time I checked, that was the only way to get it was to buy it. Buy pussy.
What song? Right,
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
There we go. I was going to say.
I was bound.
What song does he go into right after
it's
that?
So funny.
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
You can't
There's always a little bit of a thing.
Get what you want. Because sometimes you got to pay for it. Yeah. Dude, I regret it.
Yeah, it was great.
3 hours? 2 hours?
The show was 3 hours, but they did 2 hours, 9:30 to 11:30.
Oxygen tank?
They brought out an oxygen tank, full-on fucking blood transfusion. They brought a guy up, and they took his blood and gave it to Mick.
They make Mick rise up like Darth Vader at the end of episode 3.
Yeah, they also had Shang Tsung. Shang Tsung was there from Mortal Kombat. He took two souls. Gave them both to Mick.
That'd be sick.
So he could do Satisfaction, Gimme Shelter, and Paint It Black.
Yeah, you thought Ultimate was bad. We're going to suck your soul out.
You thought those Hells Angels were a problem? I have Shang Tsung.
I'm
going to
do some soul switching. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Shang Tsung.
Oh, this is a cat I met when we was doing a tour of China back when he was running a Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, when the Nether Realm, when we performed in all the arenas in the Nether Realm.
We did a private, I'm trying to think of the boss with the fucking helmet.
Shadow Khan.
Shadow Khan hired us for a birthday party. I met him there. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be, I'm not kidding, I thought it was going to be a little bit more of like, not deranged, but older men.
Just bumbling around. I'm sorry.
They weren't at all. It was truly incredible. I mean,
that's
fucking
like the story. It's like the story of like Paul McCartney does like something like 2 or 3 hour shows with no water. He like doesn't have a sip or a break. He just like powers through. These men from this age are unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Study them.
He's just on rations. Whatever they had in the war.
It's World War II babies.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever they had.
They have like, what are those called? Like SREs or some shit?
Yeah. It's just like a little freeze-dried steak.
What are those called? No, that's pills. Yeah, we're just talking about all the pills that Mick did in the 70s and 80s. Yeah, I mean, I'm legitimately, and I don't think people like, I'm very defensive, so a lot of the times I'll like, go to something else to explain, but I'm very jealous you went.
Did they love it, Bobby?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it was nice.
Yeah, I blew it. I should have gone.
So real quick, I apologize. I interrupted your story to tell you about the Stones.
This would get me zapped on future episodes.
I really thought you were going to tell the story before we started the whole goddamn thing.
But now that you don't have your weapon, I can tell the story.
1 week away, dude.
And I do want to, I don't know if we're going to blur out where I found it, but I read a... The reason I'm going to get zapped is because we're in the age of don't criticize anybody. Because everything's siloed, so you can just pivot to people that are going to tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And I think comics, it's very valuable to hear honest opinions because a lot of us aren't honest to each other. I'd get zapped for this. I'd get zapped for this, and I would understand.
This is more of a human thing you're talking about, because there's a lot of people zappable. In general. Yeah, it's right. The prod's here, and it's about to
you
be.
See that, you see that jumping between the two rods, and you're like, I better change topics. What's up with grocery shopping online?
People do this in general. Like friends will be like, you know, hey, it's good. This is why Whiplash is such a great fucking movie.
Yeah,
when he's like, hey, great job is the worst thing you can fucking tell anybody. But I'll read things that are said that are bad. A lot of times I won't necessarily respond to it, but I will go, yeah, all right. But there are some people that delete those. They block people.
Nah, man, I've never
understood
in.
The blocking. If somebody's coming at you hard constantly for no real reason, but if somebody just goes, dude, I didn't like what you did, you go, all right, thanks for fucking checking it out. You know what I mean? What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, I used to be very touchy about that, but I think the reason that Hollywood sucks right now and no one understands why Hollywood sucks is because it's all, hey, great job, you're amazing. Mm-hmm. That's what every award show is. That's what all of it is. And that's why when people are like, why do movies suck now? It's like, because no one's going, this blows ass. You made a hunk of shit. Go make something better.
Uh-huh.
It's because people have learned if you're nice, no one gets mad at you and everyone lets you work. And,
uh-huh.
and so, which leads me to the story. My former agent told me, she said, without giving away names, she said, she named a bunch of people that have these personas uh-huh. as like sweet and meek and like, oh, I don't know. She said they were the most vicious, mean people she's ever worked with in her life.
Yep.
And a lot of the times the so-called dickheads were the easiest people to work with because uh-huh. they're getting it out.
Yep.
And so then that's it. No more zaps. Put it down. If you had it, I'd be like, hold. You're going to get so zap happy, dude. But it is like, and it's understandable. It's like what you said. It's like, it's like an ecosystem where it's just like,
yeah, I can't play the game that way. And I feel it like, somebody will say to me sometimes, hey, isn't this comedian funny? Or isn't this thing good? And sometimes I just go, I can't, because I don't want to attack anybody either if it's not like a friend of mine. But I also can't just go, yeah, it's great, because we all work here.
I mean, in an office, I would assume like if something isn't done right, you go like, well, that's not done right. Like you didn't mm-hmm. do the, you know, I'll use the example from Office Space, but you didn't do the TPS file right. Like you got to like do the file right. You have to do this like thing right. And I think in entertainment, it's all made up. It's all poop.
Well, so, it's friends sucking each other, but all the friends suck each other to the top. And then they're at the top sucking each other.
Yeah, dude.
And then it's just money and fame and getting sucked.
Outside of a few, the top is a big... Sucked. And people always wonder, like, why did that person fall off? And you're like, well, they're at the suck fest.
At the suck fest.
Everyone's just sucking. And
how much
fucking.
Cum do you have?
You know, empty those balls. You got to go back down.
You got to leave the orgy at some point in time.
Get horny. But like we talk about going away all the time.
What does that mean?
Like making something and then going away and like not being accessible.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's very valuable.
I was thinking about that before I came here, legitimately.
About how you want to go away?
Absolutely. Disappear.
Is this comedy talk? Is this zappable?
I think this is life.
Sound off in the comments.
But I'm talking about like, but yes.
Most people can't go away.
Just getting away because I guess back to the content thing of like, you know, you see people recording themselves doing every fucking thing. And this is everybody. Single moms out there shaking their ass with their kid crying in the corner. You got fucking people weeping, making cake. You got dads driving. Hey, I'm driving in my divorce hearing. You go, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. And when you find out they're like staged, like remember that one kid was bullied, but it turned out his mom was like, all right, now cry. And he's like,
I didn't. Yeah, it's crazy.
There's been a couple of those examples where they're like completely faking it. Because the internet is all edited.
Yes.
People are only showing you on the internet what they want you to see.
Profound.
Unless someone else is recording you. Not zappable.
No, I'm just kidding. I was kidding.
If that thing was coming at me, you would stop that zap.
Yeah. Okay.
But you forget that when you're looking at the internet. You forget that it's all edited.
I try to be very... First of all, I don't look at TikTok myself.
Death videos.
You get
those
it.
Aren't
those
my right. That's God being like, no edits here.
Or these women, dude.
Yeah.
None of these women are edited, dude. Ugh. Those big lips and the weird cat eyes and the
they all look alike, dude.
Women look the same.
It all looks the same.
Every fucking woman looks like a goddamn, a fucking, a cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
A big ass fucking cat.
Yeah, dude.
And I'd love to fuck it.
Fat
I'm
titties.
An adult human man, but Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts, man. Everyone looking the same is pretty crazy.
Do you think, like, okay, the woman that told her kid to cry, right? And then he cried and then she got whatever, $2.5 billion. She probably got a manager. She probably got a fucking manager. You know, yeah. You know the woman that glued hair to her head got a manager?
That's
she
nuts.
Had a fucking manager, dude. Yeah. The manager's like, we're going to get you into the Beacon. They're going to put her on stage, probably.
That always hurts when those kind of people move tickets and we're still like, I got 4 shows at Columbus Funny Bone. Please show up.
She, I mean, it's just like, but this is what, anyways, the woman that had the kid that she told to cry, right? Do you think people are having kids for content?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. Yes. I really do. People are having children.
I don't believe that that's the reason.
Not everybody. Not everybody.
But I think there are too many people, probably like an uncomfortable amount of people that have kids are in this life and they go like, open this toy.
Oh man, you. Dude.
Hey everybody, I'm on the road. Per usual, August 9th and 10th, I will be at the San Jose Improv. So come on out if you're south of San Francisco. Come and hang out in San Jose at the Improv August 9th and 10th. And then August 22nd through the 24th, I'm going to be in Buffalo at the Helium Comedy Club. I love Buffalo Helium. I've gone there for years. Let's pack it out. And then Comedy Zone, Charlotte, North Carolina. That is the 29th of August through the 31st. Those are going to be some fun shows. So come check me out in Charlotte at the Comedy Zone. Buffalo, Charlotte, San Jose. What a run. DanSoder.com for tickets.
Oh, man, dude. The unboxing videos, dude. Let him play with the fucking
toy. Which, by the way, we're going to do later with cards.
But you're an adult man making your own goddamn decisions. You're going to prod your fucking self next week.
I actually built this friendship up so we could unbox one day. I am in turn.
Is it
parent.
A figure?
No, it's basketball cards. We do it at the end of the episode.
But there has to be. I think there's going to be lawsuits soon of kids suing their parents.
Oh my god!
Like,
yeah.
You put my whole life.
Well, there's kids already that are upset at their parents about putting like embarrassing moments on Facebook.
Great. When they're fucking, they just left the dentist, or their dick is caught in a fence, or whatever it is. It's just like, man. Stop it. I couldn't even imagine if my mom every day,
what moment
all day.
Do you have from your childhood that if your mom would have put on Facebook, you would have sued her for?
Sued? I'd love to sue my mom for other reasons. I'm kidding. I wouldn't want to sue my mom. But what's the thing?
I probably, if my mom would have recorded her telling me that our dog Izzy died when I was like 7.
He just broke down?
I would have had some beef when I grew up. I'm trying to think of what is your most suable moment with your parent. If they would have recorded
it. Oh! Well, I mean, you could sue her for this. When I was a kid...
You would sue her.
Yeah, my mom... So my mom was like, hey, she sent me to Scouts as a kid. We're fatherless men.
Yeah.
So my mom sent me to Cub Scouts when I was a kid.
That's dangerous, dude. That's throwing you in a gator pit.
Yeah, absolutely.
The fact that you didn't get diddled out of there...
How'd you know I didn't? I'm kidding. I didn't.
But I don't know, but probably knew how to tie a knot to forget the dick in your butt.
I didn't know how to tie a knot. Like, this is why I got yelled at all the time. I didn't have any badges because I didn't do anything. So I never wore my sash. And they were like, where's your sash? You're not fully uniformed. All those people had Disney character names, dude. They were like, if you have a problem, come talk to me, Mowgli. You're an adult. That's creepy. Fuck off.
I would have gotten molested by a guy named Baloo.
The guy, I was going to say Baloo, but I went with the Mowgli guy.
But a guy going like, show me your... little penis and balls, your little tiny penis and balls. I'm going to put them in my mouth and you're not going to tell. And I'd have been like...
What I'll tell you is...
I'd have been getting Jungle Book fucking molested.
That guy was real and he didn't tell... He was like just a guy with a cigarette. He was
goes,
like
a hey, guy. Hey, I'm called a bear in gay circles, but I'm not a real bear. I'm
well,
a hairy
mom,
guy. That, I'm a hairy
goes,
guy that fucks.
Kids. My mom...
children.
I've gathered you here today. My mom told me, she goes, I want to send you to... So this is the campus called Camp Mush Mush in Nova Scotia, okay? And it's supposed to be like dog, whatever. So my mom goes, I'm taking it to camp. I go, I don't know. I hate camping. I hate the woods. Fuck off. I don't want to do it.
Sure.
She goes, okay, fine. Like, I really fought her on it. She goes, we just have to drive your friend Bobby. I go, great. So
you're driving your friend, you and
but
your mom.
They were friends. Her mom and his mom and her mom, my mom were friends, right? So both single moms, they're out eating cigarettes. Yeah. So we're driving to Camp Mush Mush.
What's
and
up,
I'm
ladies?
Making fun of Bobby. I'm like, you got to go to camp. I'm going back to my Super Nintendo. You're a piece of shit. Like, I'm killing him. He's sitting there in the car so sad. We get to the fucking camp. My mom puts a cigarette in the fucking holder, turns down the CCR, goes to the trunk, takes his bag out, then takes my bag out of the trunk. This lady fucking grifted me into a weekend of camp, and I, Dan, broke down, dude. I started crying in front of the fucking counselors. I was like 10. They're like, it's going to be a fine weekend. I'm like, it's not. It's not. That was. Did that
you,
was
now, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to give a real answer on this. Did you freak out? Did you have like a tantrum?
I didn't like stomp around or in the
shit. Did you cry? Were you like,
I cried.
And like you couldn't breathe?
I don't know if it was I couldn't breathe, but it was bad. It was bad.
When
man.
A kid gasses out crying,
yeah,
it's funny.
But I was like, you fucking fuck me. I'm fucking you, you leaving me in the fucking woods, dude, with these fucking
time to get mushed.
Sucked, man. So and they're taking me around trying to be like, no, look, it's great. You can go out and swimming. I see kids out there flopping around in like swamp water with fucking lily pads and shit on them.
Did you have a good time?
No.
You didn't have a good time.
Dan, I hate camping, man. So you I don't really like bugs. The sun can fuck off. I don't like summer.
I mean, I could tell you don't like the sun.
Yeah, dude. I'm getting burned here. I'm not a fan. I'm an inside. I'm a fall, winter guy.
God bless you.
Give me a sweater. Give me a jacket. Ooh. I hate the summer.
Ooh, I'll deal with a head cold for 3 days.
He took us to the place where he goes, he's like, for breakfast, we have pancakes. And again, you're watching people swat flies while they eat food. And I was just breaking down, dude. I was like, I was almost to the point where I go, no, my mom's fucking around. She's going to put me back in the car. And then gets back in, turns up the CCR. Cigarette. Her and Bobby's mom drive off, and I'm standing there holding my bag like, she fucking left me marooned in the woods, dude, for 3 days.
I'm going to tell you right now, they had such a laugh driving away.
Oh, buddy.
They were like, he's going to burn. Yeah. He's going to burn out there. Give him SPF 20.
Yeah, we're going to the kid's bar.
Freckles, he's fucked.
We're going to go find some dudes. Both of our kids are in the woods for the weekend.
They rang up on a landline. They rang up their slam pieces.
100%.
And they came over there and just got 100%. Put through a wall.
Pounded.
Yeah, by a guy that unloads planes at the airport.
Moving my toys out of the way. Yeah. Just fuck it. Finally fucked.
Sweep off all those Ninja Turtles and just take me to Pound Town. I don't want my son to meet you because you're kind of dangerous, but I want to meet you.
Splinters in her back.
Yeah. Oh, one of their little sighs is up my butt, and I liked it.
But, dude, that day, if that would have been recorded.
She really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if she would have recorded that, she would have gone, hey, Nathan. Oh. Nathan, we're leaving you here. And then it would be like a ginger kid cries loud.
Yeah, not
and
even
I would have watched
name.
It taking a dump. I would have been like,
that's the thing, too.
I'd have been pooping and be like, this kid's fucking
that's
going through.
That's the thing
it.
I try to remember, too, when you post things and it's like, this is why hot. Oh, I won't get prodded. I'm not getting prodded. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you with your
first
fucking
off,
prod.
I'm the one who gets prodded.
You're right. Well, I agreed.
This is to play into my Jesus Christ angle.
This isn't necessarily comedy talk. This is just internet talk.
Nathan, I will get prodded for your sins.
You get brought up for other people.
Forgive me, homeless pimp, for they not know what they do.
Go through all the settings at one time. But this is why hot comedy is so a thing now. Because you go, well, not one of the only reasons, but like, people are watching us violently shitting. When you're violently shitting, right? Do you want to see a little gargoyle man screaming about how tech's going to ruin us all? Or do you want to watch one of the hottest men with the sharpest jaws show his fucking pecs and tell a woman, oh, you don't like dating like that? Boop, boop, tour dates. You want to see a hot man or woman.
Strippers. You want to see strippers.
Yes, because you're violently shitting. You're watching everything while you're shitting.
Also, a lot of times, it's just like the internet's a great escape. And you watch other people go through it. And they're not your problems. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to watch where you go like, well, if that happened to me, I'd do this.
Mm-hmm.
But if they were like, no one watches a video of someone in a loveless relationship and they're like, oh, fuck, I'm like, I'm severely in debt. You don't want to watch videos of a guy in debt. You want to watch a kid cry, getting marooned at camp. You know what I mean?
Kid left at camp by a mom and went straight to a bar.
I'm trying to think of what moment I would fucking sue my mom for. Probably. I don't know. When she canceled the last birthday party I was going to have. She canceled it because my grades were bad. Oh. She would have filmed that freak out.
Mm-hmm. 12?
Yeah, I think I freaked out.
And what was going to happen at your 12th birthday?
We were supposed to go to fucking Discovery Zone or something. We were supposed to go do something awesome.
Science Center.
Oh, my God. We were going to go. There was going to be it was my birthday's in June, so it was going to be slides and fucking all torts.
Slides, rides, and...
I'm trying to think what else would be a good moment where I could sue my mom when I was little.
I went to my mom, so I don't know how to swim basically till now. I still don't really know how to swim. I can float around a little bit and move a bit, but don't toss me out there. Again, I don't want to swim. Fuck the ocean.
Why? Swimming's so fun.
The beach can fuck off. I'm just not... Everything to do with summer, I don't need in my life.
I like swimming because you jump in the pool and you get all the bugs out that you can't get out from blowing your nose. No one else? All right. When you come up and there's bugs and then you go back under and you go...
I don't like go that. Under.
Oh, dude, I live underwater.
I can't swim.
Before I started smoking weed, my eyes were red just from keeping them under in chlorine.
Yeah.
I love looking underwater. What am I, a gator, dude? I'm watching everybody.
I would like to go like a scuba diving thing. I want to go what's under there because it's cool. No. Underwater is cool.
You want to dip your head under and look at everyone's legs.
No, I want to go like the ocean. I want to see a fish. I don't want to see some fucking weirdo's foot. But yeah. But my mom sent me to
grab
the
their ankles under the water. Very fun.
I hate the summer. So my mom sent me to lessons at the Y, and I went twice because the first time they were like, we can't fucking teach this kid. He's just a rock. They put a pool table, a picnic table in the pool, and I floated on it, and then they moved it, and I just fell. But they go like this. I'm not even kidding.
A full picnic table?
Full one of those little like yellow green kid picnic tables. Legit. They put it in the shallow end, and they go lay on it, and I was like, all right. And then
you have natural buoyancy.
Nothing. So, but then one guy goes, he goes, I got it. He goes, I'm going to teach this kid how to swim. He goes, go down the slide into the deep end. And he goes, you'll have to learn how to swim. Not what happened.
That's not true at all.
Not what happened.
That's very.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The 90s.
That's like Instagram motivator thought process.
You never want to fucking swim, dude.
You're going to
kill yourself.
You're going to take $100,000. You're going to drop it into crypto, sink or swim.
Yeah,
and you're like,
yeah.
We've lost all your money. And they go, so you sank. You're dying.
Tour dates.
Yeah.
So I went on the fucking slide because what am I going to do? I'm a kid. I went on the slide. I hit the water. I sunk straight to the bottom. And then I walked. I'm not kidding. I walked up the ramp to the shallow end.
Just young Nathan McIntosh just griping. All the bubbles coming up. You're like. And then you fucking, as you hit the water, you go. And I told you I didn't want to. I said I didn't want to go on the fucking slide. You got all the way out. No one had to jump in.
I walked straight up. I walked up the ramp, dude. I walked up the fucking ramp to the shallow end.
You didn't even get a little scared?
No, I don't. Well, I just remember walking like, what? I can't do anything. I couldn't do it. So then that would have sucked too if she recorded me just fucking Godzilla-ing the goddamn shallow end.
Just breaching.
Yeah.
No one jumped in after you?
Nobody jumped. The guy said you're going to fucking swim or die, man. So he was holding me to that. And I walked. I failed the class. Man of his word.
To give you an F and not jump in after you is callous.
Failed the class. Of course I fucking failed. I can't swim.
Yeah. But you walked out of it.
You know what else I like to sue now that we're talking about this?
Yeah, bring it up, dude. We're getting whole cases.
So I fucking, when I was a kid, my front tooth is fake because when I was 8, we were playing catch in a tennis court at school. We both jumped up to grab a ball. The kid in front of me, Thomas, friend of mine for years, he elbowed me directly in the fucking tooth, pushed it back like this. It was like,
oh.
So I had to go to the hospital for the emergency room dentist for hours that day, hours and hours. I was in a chair for like 8 hours while this guy straightened my fucking tooth. And it lived for years until it didn't, and then I had to get a fake tooth. Anyways, he goes like this. I'm fucking fucked. He goes, what's your favorite animal? I go, cheetah. He goes, okay. He drew a cheetah on his bib so that as I was sitting there while he fixed my tooth, I could look at a smiling cheetah. I'd love to sue that man. Yeah. He ruined the cheetah. I hate a cheetah. Yeah. If I ever see a cheetah, I'll kick a cheetah. Yeah, 8 hours, my fucking tooth, my lips are busted. I'm watching a smiling cheetah look at my face.
I think you've proven your anger would give you the speed to catch a cheetah. It can keep you breathing underwater. Your anger is your secret power.
60 miles an hour.
That's insane.
Catch a cheetah.
He goes, Coach, look at Nathan go. You go, he's going. Got it.
Like
you
it's
got
a,
it. He's tackling a bunch of dust.
Got it. That's crazy.
Look at him go. Oh, he got it. Yeah. You fucking cheetah.
Like, the guy was obviously, he's a very nice dentist. He was trying to be nice. But I mean, staring at a smiling cheetah while your mouth gets fucked for 8 hours.
He didn't think it out. He didn't.
No. He's like, this is an 8-year-old kid. This will be nice for him. And I hate the cheetah.
I think with kids, and I don't know, I don't have them, but I think with kids, you think you're distracting them and really you're doing a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Like, remember the dentist, they would give you, the mouthwash would be bubblegum flavor.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, here's bubblegum flavor mouthwash. Thinking that you would be like, oh, I love bubblegum. This is fine. But then it makes you hate bubblegum.
Yeah.
The taste of bubblegum. Because you go like, oh, it's like that mouthwash at the dentist.
Yeah.
And then they stopped doing it because they realized, oh, we're not distracting these kids. We're actually fucking them up.
Yeah, Hubba Bubba or Dentine or somebody called them and was like, you guys are, yeah.
You're fucking my bottom line. Mm-hmm.
Quarters
down.
And
they got sue. I think the point of this episode is sue. I would probably sue. I know what I'd sue my mom. And this is my fault, but I'd sue my mom.
Okay.
I had two pairs of boxing gloves. And when I was like 12, I went to my friend Byron's house. And I was like, me, my friend Byron, and Mike, who's now the head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah,
shout out Dolphins, dude.
That's seriously incredible.
Fins up. We were all at Byron's house and we were going to box. Now, Mike had braces. So he's like, I can't box because it'll fucking cut my mouth up. So I'll be the timekeeper. So Byron and I were going to box. And I remember I had these two pairs of boxing gloves and my mom's at home. And I'm like, I'm going to go box with Byron. If I come back, I remember I said this. I was wearing a Big Johnson shirt. My dad used to buy me, that was like the only communication we had. He sent me Big Johnson shirts. Do you remember those?
No.
Dude, Big Johnson shirts.
What is it? Yeah, what's a Big Johnson shirt?
I'm gonna show you right now. Big Johnson shirt.
I thought you were referencing like a athlete who they used to call Big Johnson.
No. Big Johnson shirts were t-shirts where there was a, I bought them for the whole Bonfire crew during the pandemic and I don't know what happened to them. But like, this is the best example. So it's like, see, it's like a nerdy guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But read it. Read it out loud.
You can get in and out of any deep hole when you're driving a Big Johnson.
So it's all dick. It's all penis analogies. That's a Big Johnson 4x4s. It says. See? But you're laughing because it works.
But I also love how stupid it is.
Oh, yeah.
For a kid to be walking around in that. You
dude,
know what
they're
I mean?
For adults.
Yeah, exactly. It's for a guy who's been in Vegas for like 12 years.
Big Johnson cornhole. Nothing beats getting my sack in your hole. I'd walk around with these as a child.
Your dad.
My dad was laughing somewhere. My dad thought it was the. Gary thought it was the best. I was rocking this Big Johnson shirt. And like, which, by the way, I have a child's penis. I'm 12.
Yeah.
Johnson. I have a little tiny.
I love you think that's packet. The only problem with the Big Johnson. Like, you need a big dick to have a Big Johnson shirt?
You're gonna wear. You're going to wear the wrapper. You better have the product inside. That's all I'm saying. So I walk over to Byron's house, and I got two sets of gloves, and I'm like, to my mom, she was sitting at the computer playing Tetris or some shit, and I was like, hey, I come back. Tetris. She loved Tetris. I was like, if I come back with blood on my shirt, it's probably Byron's. That's what I said.
Wow. That's a fucking, you just point at the bleachers. That's insane. That's an insane thing to say.
So I go to Byron's house. Byron, by the way, way tougher than me.
He's both 12? You're both 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a commercial electrician now, just to let you know.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a man.
100%. He was a man at 13.
He's a man at 13.
Eight cigarettes, dock worker.
I'm a boy. Always been a boy. Big Johnson. Hey, look at the cock on this kid.
Love to suck those tits.
Hey,
walking into grade 4.
Hey, you're always getting out of pre-algebra when you've got a Big Johnson. Doesn't make sense. X plus Y equals cock when you got a Big Johnson. So I go over to Byron's house and we're in his front yard and we're boxing or whatever. And Mike, you know, being the timekeeper. We're doing rounds.
3 minutes?
I think so.
Unbelievable.
You know, Queensberry rules.
Yeah.
And so he goes, time. And I get Byron. Mm-hmm. Mike calls time and I fucking bop Byron, right? Byron's like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of those things where he just starts throwing. And I'm covering up and I'm like, boop, boop. Leave the middle open. Uppercut right through my face. tooth goes into my lip and just blood starts coming out all over my Big Johnson shirt. It was white. It just blood all over the place. And everyone's like, Mike and Byron are like, you're all right, you're all right. You know when a friend gets hurt and you think if you say you're all right enough, it'll stop with the bleeding. They're like, you're all right, you're all right. And I pull my tooth went into my lip and I pull it off and it's like all the way through. I would have sued my mom for when I came home if she would have videotaped me going, hey, I thought it was Byron's blood.
Huh? Like that old Chuck Wepner thing? You're going to be asleep with the champ tonight?
Yeah.
And then when he walked into his room, his wife went, so does the champ come here or I go so there?
Funny. That's so funny.
Look at this big dick kid bleeding all over the place.
Whoa. I would ask you to take your pants off, but I don't want the nurses getting in a tizzy. Let's sew that lip shut.
It just rolls down the hallway. Yeah. This 12-year-old's got a fucking rope.
Whoa, this kid's got blood all over his face, but clearly, so he must have fucked a man's wife with that big cock.
You know what's funny? Neither one of us said we would sue our dad.
I mean, I genuinely want to sue my father. If he was alive, I would own his ass in court. If he would have stayed alive, I would go on the road for 6 weeks and take all the money and put it into a fund and hire a fucking just a shark in New York City to absolutely
the hammer.
Earhole my father in his stupid lake fucking town. I would find him. I would garnish his wages. I'd make what Trish did to him look like light work, dude.
I would prod him? Hit him with a prod?
Oh, dude, I would legally prodded him. There would have been a legal probe, not a prod, a probe.
Oh, man.
I would have fucked my dad up. If he was alive, I would have taken every ashtray and lighter.
Funny.
I would make him shave his mustache. I would have fucked his shit up. He's lucky he's in God's kingdom. I hope so. I don't want him in hell. I still love my dad. I don't know. Fucked him up, dude. Is your dad still alive?
No, he passed away a couple years ago.
Damn. I would have gone after him, too.
If they were both alive, we both just become a fucking lawyer. Soder and Tosh.
Dude, this.
Law firm.
Dude, Mac, Tosh, and Soder v. Macintosh and Soder. I would have fucking.
These men are suing themselves.
They go, no.
You're going to wait and see, Judge.
They're going to the root. I would have fucked my dad up. I want to start that now. If I got famous enough, if I got popular enough,
suing. And made
enough, like hypothetically, if my stand up, you know, keeps building and my audience keeps building and I do like a major theater. I would absolutely have a slush fund to just go fuck up deadbeat dads in court. And I'd just get a guy named like, you know, from like the Steinberg, Levine and Steinberg.
You've never seen, so Nova Scotia, right? We used to get, Fox Rochester. So I would get all of Rochester's, commercials and shit. Did you ever see a commercial for Jim the Hammer Shapiro?
No, but I'm going to look him up right now.
It's one of the 1-800-546-7777. This guy was a complete psycho. He was a personal injury attorney, and he'd say things like, I can't kill those who have hurt you.
For the victims they hurt, for the survivors of those they kill, I hunt them down, and I wring out every single dollar. No matter how long it takes, if a drunk has wrecked your life, call 1-800-546-7777.
It's on YouTube. And I promise, I'll lay them on their stomach and I'll butt fuck them.
Dude, I can't handle you. They're severed heads.
I love it.
I was skipping school, watching Jenny Jones and shit, and those commercials would come on, and I would be like, wow, America's fucking bananas. This guy was on TV. This is like 10 a.m. There would be explosions in the commercial. No,
that's cool.
There'd be the devil. There'd be like just grim death. And that guy screaming, I'll squeeze them for every dollar I can.
I would buy a local commercial in Lakeport and I'd be like, are you my dad? You're fucked.
You're fucked.
I'm coming to get you, Gary. I know where you sleep. Mary Lou can't block you when I absolutely dominate your ass in court.
If somebody took the tests, studied, passed the bar solely
for the commercial
to sue their own dad,
I would love it.
It'd be the greatest revenge story of all time. Passed the bar to sue his own father.
I am willing to start a dad issues slush fund where if you have legal dad issues, I will fund a lawyer. And whatever we get from your dad, you got to pay your legal fees up to a certain amount.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to bankrupt you. I just kind of need to make these guys paid. And, you know, I've got a life. But I want to make enough money to just fuck up dads in court. Just absolutely. And moms, dude. I'm not biased. Your mom did some shady shit. Like Chad Daniels on one of our first episodes of our podcast told all these stories about how his dad stole his identity.
Really?
Yeah, like took money from him, stole a rented car that Chad Daniels had. Like incredible shit. If young Chad Daniels would have came to me, and we're talking about 2027, 2028, Dan Soder. We're talking about, and this is going to live on YouTube forever, this episode. If I got the money, baby, call me up. Because I want to retire after I make a certain amount of money, but this is for sport. I want to fucking find your dad.
Big game hunting?
Big dad hunting, dude.
You have a hat. That's your commercial. Safari hat. You have one of those shirts.
I'm going to come through leaves. I'm like, there it is. There's your dad. I'm Dan Soder, and I'm going to personally fund big dad hunting.
You have a one of the elephant guns?
Yeah.
But it says, gone dad hunting on the side of it.
It's open season on dads. I'm funding all the hunting on dads. Child support cases. Stolen.
Green screen behind you with just a bunch of stampeding animals.
This is going to happen. I make a lot of promises like my father. Did he say he's going to show up at your game and never did? Get him there.
So funny.
I want to fuck up dads.
Hey, man, any way I could help in this endeavor, man, because it's such a ridiculous, listen, it's so ridiculous. I'll tell you this.
If you blow up.
You want content.
What if we both do well? What if we both do well in stand-up? We funnel our
buddy,
assets.
The Soder Tosh Law Firm, and we only go after deadbeat dads,
is a pretty fun fucking
time.
And we'll hire local young lawyers that haven't really made partner yet, and we're just going to have fucking young sharks just going after these shit dads.
And it's the same, and we have a show that goes with it called Dads. But it's like Cops.
Yeah, it goes, bad dads, bad dads.
What you gonna do?
Why did you never call me on my birthday?
Bad dads.
Bad.
And it's the same show. Like, you kick in the door and it's a guy. He's covered mustard. He's got a half-eaten sandwich.
Or new family.
Yeah, oh, man.
Oh, it's your brother from my first marriage.
He jumps over the
fence. We got a runner. In the backyard. He's going over the fence. Get over here, dad.
Bad dads.
And then we're talking to him. Do you think you can get away? He goes, oh, who sent you that bitch ex-wife of mine? I go, your kid did. Colin sent me. And he goes, Colin?
Soder
and Tosh? I haven't talked to him in 5 years. I go, well, it's open season. Dude, this is going to work.
I'm in. But yeah, that commercial's fucking ridiculous. Anyways, Jim the Hammer Shapiro. And I was in Rochester. Nobody knew who the fuck I was talking about.
Really?
I did a show in Rochester, and I go, oh, man, I'm gonna talk for 10 minutes about Jim the Hammer Shapiro. I walk out, I go, I don't even remember what I said, but I go, guys, Jim the Hammer. Nothing. I got stonewalled.
That does suck, because you're like, guys, this is something we share. But also, what you've just brought up, I just got prodded.
Oh, fuck. I get fucking prodded. God damn it.
You just got me prodded.
Fuck, it's so hard.
You just got me prodded.
I was talking about Jim the Hammer Shapiro story.
This is a dry run.
God damn it. You just got me prodded.
You're right,
prod me. I got to stand up, take my pants down.
Yeah. Rachel Feinstein might be the first episode. She's going to have to circle through all of her voices to get me to not get prodded.
Her mom one is really funny.
She's like, oh, stop prodding Dan and sassing him around. Rachel, the more you do that voice, the more he'll prod me. Yeah, dude, it's parenting now with the internet. I mean, parenting has always probably been so hard, but now.
But people are definitely having kids for content. Like, there's just no way around it. Not everybody.
I think they're forcing their kids into content. I don't know if you are actually blow in me. We're going to have an Instagram model.
I think HP thinks they are.
You think kids are YouTube channel, dude.
NBA hoes, why
not? Yeah, NBA hoes go. It's no longer enough for an NBA hoe to get knocked up by a guy that's going to play 4 years in the league. But now you're going to have a kid
12
that
years
you can film on YouTube his journey.
Wow.
That's what they probably all call it. By the way, Soder and Tosh Law Firm, we're going after all parents that use their kids. We're gonna fight, dude. This video is gonna be shown to me in an alley behind a theater by a destitute kid one time after two great shows where I got like a new hour working. I'm gonna go, I have to go to my hotel and eat my bunless hamburger. Myrtle the Fifth is there in a kennel. And they're going to go, no, Mr. Soder, I have to show you this. I go, Nathan McIntosh, haven't seen that fiery son of a
You're
bitch.
You're halfway in your limo. You got a cigarette, glasses.
I go, what is it, kid? Make it quick. I've got Steam Deck to play.
One of those scarves?
Yeah.
That's not even a scarf. It's just like a dress scarf.
They go, Mr. Soder, Mr. Soder. Yes. What is it, child? And they go, this video from your old podcast. I go, that old blue couch. If those couches could talk. What is it? And they go, you were going to go after dad's. I go, yes.
Rip your glasses off. I just rip them right off.
I remember that promise. Will you? I go, McIntosh, it's Soder. I know you're dominating the West Coast. I'm dominating the East Coast. I know you're living in here.
Cut to me. I'm wearing two Big Johnson t-shirts.
Yeah, you go, I've got two cocks like an iguana. And they're both big. Big Johnson. But then you go, yeah, I'm in my castle in Holland. What do you want? I go, we've got to do the Soder McIntosh. And then we'll crush all the parents that were bad to
their
kids.
Yeah, this guy shows up with just a sock full of change. He's like, this is all I have right now.
Save it, kid. You just saw me. I just did six shows at MetLife back to back to back to back.
It wasn't even a pause. Yeah. I ended the show. I came back out. I go, we're doing it again.
I had a half a sip of water. What am I, Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
Came back out here and I fucking annihilated.
Straight back out. Just bring in the new crowd. When these guys are coming out,
I don't know
where
I grab a prod and it's homeless pimp still there. I go, not today, pimpy. We're saving kids' lives.
We're talking dads. I do think. I just.
Yeah. I light my cigarette with it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude, that'll hilarious. Roll. That'll be fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, it should. I'm surprised it hasn't happened already. No joke. Or maybe there has been. Maybe there is a lawyer out there that there has to be, right? There almost has to
be. So many lawyers are going, we work in child law. Yes, dude. It's a whole.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, they're like, we got a whole system over here. It's called child law. But I want a vigilante Jim the Hammer Shapiro type guy that's like, me and my brother have laughed about this for years. He says, I will hunt them down and settle the score. That's fucking hilarious.
Now, I want you to remember that. Because that's what we're putting on our office door.
Let me get sued by this guy.
What are you talking about? We're bringing Shapiro into the fold.
If he's still alive.
The hammer and all of his little nails. That's what we call his kids.
If he's still alive.
We'll let him all into the fold, dude.
His nails. Here's the toolbox. That's his life. Here's the little nails.
Yeah. Welcome to the toolbox. Can I get you guys something to drink? You go to his house. He goes, that's my son. He's a little bit of an Allen wrench, if you know what I mean. He's gay. The hammer.
Then he comes into the room. His head is shaped like, oh, Dad, stop it. And is literally shaped like an Allen key.
He goes, oh, stop. He goes, what do you want me to do? I'm a good lawyer, but I'm also extremely homophobic.
You saw my commercials?
Yeah, you saw it.
Satan, explosions. They had Doom from the video game.
I mean, they probably got sued for that, right?
Probably. Maybe that's what happened to him. Maybe that's why he ended up just folding into the wind.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Jim the Hammer Shapiro.
Did your dad leave you? So sad. I'm excited for this. I'm excited for this new venture in our lives.
Well, both of us have to start selling out MetLife, which is going to be tough.
Nah,
because I just saw the Stones there, and one guy really hated the crowd work.
Well, honestly, Mick should have kept it to the set list.
He did one thing. When I saw him on Sunday, they did one thing about pizza, and it was so stupid.
Just like old man pizza?
He goes like this. He goes, who's here from New York? Who's here from Jersey? Screaming. Who's here from Connecticut? And then he goes, I heard that Connecticut has the best pizza. The building lost its fucking mind.
I know. I've started a riot.
He did something like that. He goes, it's just a wind-up.
It's just, I'm swatting you up.
But it's very funny to hear 45,000 people because people love chanting shit. So even in such a small, stupid thing,
yeah.
When he's like, oh, I heard they have the best pizza. People were ready to rip the seats out and start killing somebody. It's like, who cares?
Oh, a lot of boomers. Boomer heavy.
Well, first of all, there was Nans there. Like 86-year-old cookie bacon Nans.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. but don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Because you're so drunk?
No, it's just old.
Oy.
Are you kidding? The guy fucking broke his neck?
Yeah, dude. I think
he could have easily killed himself. But there was young people there, too. Lots of young people. Dude, I saw, like, I'm not kidding, 20-year-old people, 30-year-old people. There was a guy with his kid on his fucking shoulders.
That's the appeal of the Stones. They can get everybody.
Yeah. They're wizards.
They are one of the greatest, if not the greatest rock band of all time.
I'd say that the greatest.
I'm upset I didn't go.
61 years.
We've gone full circle.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. But.
Back to being upset. I was so happy with our vigilante law firm, and now I'm sad.
I will hunt them down and settle the score.
That's how I end every podcast. Fucking wanted to see the Stones, but instead I play PlayStation.
Which game?
Oh, dude, it was an orgy. First off, I was playing Rocket League, a little WWE 2K24, little Sifu.
Do you play RoboCop?
I don't like first-person shooters.
Okay. It's truly amazing, though. It's a great game.
You have a special out on YouTube right now, which is fucking hilarious.
Thank you. It's called Down With Tech.
Down With Tech, he's right. I know the robots are capturing this and computing it to themselves.
AI's going to eat us all.
Yep.
Please check it out on YouTube.
Down With Tech, Nathan McIntosh is one of the funniest people on Earth. Go at Nathan McIntosh on Instagram.
All socials and stuff, yeah.
It's at Nathan McIntosh. We'll put the spelling right here.